Fred Film Radio, Edinburgh International Film Festival, Scotland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the Edinburgh International Film Festival 2014, and I'm joined by Luis Mignaro, who is the director of Stella Cadente, Falling Star. Thank you.
Falling Star. Okay,
we meet again, Luis.
Yeah, that's nice, yeah.
And last time, we meet again because I've obviously... I watched the film in Rotterdam, and I loved it. It was one of my favourite films in Rotterdam. So I thought, why not talk to the director again, because it's a very interesting film to talk about. But for the listeners that haven't actually watched the film already, or didn't happen to catch the previous interview, would you like to tell us a little bit about this story first?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is a plot which is the story of a king that was rented, coming from Italy to Spain in 1780. But this is only part of the film, because it looks like a period film, but it's not really, you know. I mean, there is a lot of liars, and could be seen as a musical comedy in a way, or a melodrama, maybe a political film as well. About today's situation in Spain, so should be seen in many ways.
That's right, because if someone brought to our attention today at the screening, there's a new king in Spain, isn't that right?
Yeah, we have a new king, but nobody has been consulted if we want to have a king or a republic or whatever, you know. I mean, things are done like that, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, automatically.
A very unusual story that people don't hear about. I personally hadn't heard about it before the start of the before I watched the film. How did you hear about it?
Well, there is a lack of information on this king, because his ruling period was very short, only 2.5 years. But even in Italy, that he was belonging from the Savoy house, nobody knows anything about that man, you know. So pass for the history like this, very, very unknown. It's a matter of fact that when my grandmother gave me a coin of this king, you know, a silver coin, long time ago, this coin was like, you know, giving signals time to time, and makes me be interested in knowing a little bit more about him, you know. That's why I start to get some information, and then to develop a first script.
And this is, you're directing this time after such a long career of producing films, so how was the changeover between directing and producing?
Well, I mean, it's has been a mature thing, you know. I have do that when I really felt ready to do it as a director, you know. Even if I make two documentaries before, but a fiction is much more complicated, especially in a period film with, you know, costumes and set and decoration and things like that, you know. But it was a very intensive process that I really much appreciate, because, you know, many of the things were appearing during the process of shooting, even when I was sleeping, some ideas were coming, you know, and then put it in practicing these ideas in the next day in the set.
Now, the beauty of Stella Cadente, Falling Star, is that, to me, it really looks at the period drama in a totally new way. You said that it could work as a melodrama and a comedy, a slapstick comedy, or even like a deadpan comedy. It works as it reminds me of glam rock in some sense, the colors and everything. But the structure, how did you structure the film?
Well, I mean, that was the difficult thing to do. Just this kind of mixture of cinematic languages, you know, which usually, as far as we know, I mean, films are always in the same line, you know, since the beginning, you know. And I try to mix all these things together and make it coherent. I think it succeeded. I don't know, but I think it's working well, you know.
Totally. I mean, there's so many little details, and I didn't come to my attention. I had noticed it before you said it after the screening. Like things that pop out and you don't really notice, but they're there. Like the lack of a horse in the carriage in the first one. So it's all kind of creative things that lead back to even Monty Python, but even just like more eyebrow kind of cinema that was made by Visconti and things like that. So what were your influences to do that?
Yeah, well, you know, I have been working for Manuel de Oliveira, which is kind of a very theatrical mise en scène, you know, but I didn't follow exactly this kind of thing, you know. I Manuel de Oliveira influenced me, I would say, in the wanting that you always have time to do things, you know. I mean, life is always, if you have a creative idea, just do it, you know. It's a fiction as well,
yeah.
You know. But Manuel de Oliveira is more this kind of Portuguese spirit, which is calm and a little bit down, you know. And I think my film is very Mediterranean in that sense. It's full of light and, you know, and frivolities even, and sexual things and things like that, that makes life interesting as well.
Yes. Light is extremely important in the film, as is the careful photography, and the way that you actually give the audience a chance to really take in every image, every detail, and every the perspective that you take. Can you tell us a little bit about the photography?
Yeah, well, you know, in many cases I take advantage of my knowledge in on art, you know, and painting, and I try to do in the same spirit as maybe Caravaggio or Velázquez or Goya or painters that I love, you know, even Emil Nolde, things like that. And I am also making a trick, you know, there is a moment that is a reference to a Courbet painting, very famous painting, The Origin of the World, you know.
Oh, yes.
And I am converting this painting in a kind of Lucian Freud painting, you know. So, I mean, all the film is full of tricks and fake things, you know, because I think this is interesting to play with the elements you have, you know.
This is also very interesting to talk about, because the fake, what is fake and what is real, is one of the themes in the film.
Yeah, it's one of the things in life, you know, too, because usually we believe that things are very solid, you know, and we are water even. So, I mean, emotions and things are going through us. So, I mean, things are not as solid as we pretended to be, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I try this film to make not anything to be safe or, you know, or political correct or stabilize it, you know.
Yeah.
That's why there is this kind of joy inside.
Yeah, there's enough political correctness in the world already as it is.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the sexual theme as well. It's very sexually charged in this film.
Well, there is that sexual tension that was I made it during the editing, you know, which is the other part of of making a film, the editing, you know. Of course, these situations were already shooted, but I pick these situations time to time in order to keep in all the film this kind of sexual tension evolving till the end. I think sexuality is also in our life, so we must not hit that, you know.
No.
We must even arise all these things, and it's part of the this joy and of this beauty that the film has in itself, I would say.
Yeah, and joy and beauty is like the central part in the film.
Yeah.
And in that sense as well, the use of music is very particular in this film too, isn't it?
Yeah, well, music is the music that has made emotions to myself during my life, you know, and that could be Wagner in one side, but François Hardy or Alain Barrière in the other side, because I am not respecting any canon. This is a very free film, you know. So in the sense that for me it's as important Wagner than François Hardy, because make an emotion particularly to me, you know, in the 70s. So why not to use it? But coming back to the sexual thing that you mentioned, there is also an issue, you know, in my opinion. It's a political decision to for instance, to show nude male in the film, because usually when you see a woman in the screen in a common film, nobody is scandalized, but then you see a nude man and everybody seems to be a little bit, you know, surprised, you know. I mean, if you are seeing other arts like painting or whatever, you know, it's quite a normal thing, so why not to stress it today to us? A normal thing, even on TV.
Yeah, we could even start arguing that, like, covering up a male and making a woman nude, you know, uncovering her is almost like fetishizing the male body and, you know, revealing the female body in the way that it is. It's very strange.
It's very strange. Exactly. It's a body, you know. It's I mean, nothing to hide.
Exactly. Part of the delight of me watching the film today, and I told you earlier in the day as well, was that the first time I saw it, it was actually in a pretty small screen.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I got to watch it in a big screen, which was wonderful to actually watch, because, you know, it's a wonderful film. I cannot stress that enough, that it looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But also it was the audience's reactions that were really interesting, because you know, period dramas, they're expected to be serious. Mm-hmm. So you throw them off gradually by like adding all these elements, and everyone was like, what? Really confused. And then really went along with it, and it was really fun to watch then for everyone. So you've been traveling a lot with this film, I understand. I mean, this film has been shown now in a few places. I'm wondering what has been the reactions so far?
Well, it's very much depending on the country. For instance, in Sofia, in Bulgaria, I don't know if they like or not like the film. It's not a question of liking, but they were a little bit against, you know, I will say, maybe kind of homophobia or whatever, you know, in a way, you know, it's strange. And for instance, in Rotterdam, it was just the contrary, that was very well received, maybe because they suffered the Spanish colony as well.
Yes,
500 years before, you know. I don't know, but it's very much depending of the country. Yeah, right, different reactions. A critic in Spain that says, well, this is a film that you can smell it and touch in between the silks and the textiles. Yeah. Or even lick it.
Lick it, yeah. One of the characters licks it. Oh, can we say something about the cast as well? They're wonderful.
Sure. Yeah, well, the cast is people that I choose, you know, because I know some of them by previous experiences, films that they produced before, and other ones because it was clear, you know, that appears to me that was the right person to do it. Yeah. Because in some characters there is a kind of fragility, you know, in some others there is a kind of perversity, like the Italian actor Lorenzo Balducci. Then the king is Alex Vendemul, which is a kind of non-Mediterranean physics, you know, most like
Northern
Italy or even Central Europe, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why. And because he is not an emphatic actor, he works very well with gestures.
Oh, he's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like in the, you know, in kind of, we'll say, like the expressionist movies from Germany from the 20s, you know, Fritz Lang or this kind of atmospheres.
Yeah, the posing. Definitely.
And that's why I choose them. And we didn't rehearsal very much, you know, because I don't trust very much in just talking and talking and talking. I mean, I prefer visual things, you know. So that's why we don't rehearsal much, but they give them just enough information to build their character, the personality of each one of the characters. And that's all, because the rest was done during the shooting.
Awesome. Well, you know, this is a really cool film, and I hope more and more people go see it, because I loved it.
Thank you.
I can say about it. It's just a great film.
Most welcome. For me, it's a pleasure that you like the film, and now it's going to be in some other festivals.
Which ones?
For instance, Munich, Moscow, Marseille, Carlo Bivari.
Oh, I'm very curious about the Moscow reception.
And then also to Wroclaw in Poland, and later on near Athens too. So many, many places. And in autumn it's going also to be in Viennale, you know.
Nice.
And
great.
In Brazil, in Sao Paulo.
Wow.
So many places. I cannot attend all the places, but at least in this field, the film is going to be very well received, I hope. And has been released also in theatrical in Spain 3 weeks ago. Little shy for the moment. Yeah.
It's art house, you know.
It's art house. In Barcelona, it's okay, you know. In the rest of Spain, it's more shy. But it doesn't matter. For me, you know, the important thing is to make the film.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's wonderful. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Welcome.
Thank you. And you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.